Welcome today with Dave and myself, another segment here. We're going to talk a little bit about those of you who are skeptical, those of you who've been polarized to believe these idiotic gurus, TV doctors that really all they're doing is screwing you up, causing more confusion. For those of you who are always looking at the newest and latest dietary, radically changing, life-surpassing modes and all this stuff. I always tell you guys that a lot of it's just marketing bullshit. I'm in the health food industry. I know what goes on behind the scenes. And a lot of you get caught up on this marketing game. We're going to sell you soy because it's a food of champions and all this other crap. We're going to give you canola oil because it's an omega-3. Or we're going to give you fish oils, which are loaded with arsenic and mercury, but they're saying it's double distilled. But they want you to eat this crap. Did you ever think, seriously, that your food supply, even in the health food industry, has been severely compromised? Why is it that a lot of you are suffering ailments and issues and can't recover? Why aren't you just bouncing back like you used to? Ever think about that? All right. We're going to talk about two things. Because I'm always telling you, you're under a binary attack, a twofold attack. From the sky, for those of you who are skeptical about chemtrails, you've still got your head in the sand or up your backside or whatever, wherever you got your head, because you are in your little comfort zone. And you're in your world of comfort, thinking that all is right with you because you are comfortable. We're going to point out why I say what I say. Proof to back it up. Well, proof in my mind anyway. You can make up your own mind. Because I want you to think. I don't want you just to be polarized on me. I do not want you to switch gurus from who you're following to following me. I want you to follow yourselves. I want you to think for yourselves. I want you to be free for yourselves. I do not wish you... I'm not looking for discipleships. I'm not looking to become a pope or an Islamic leader or a Jewish rabbi. I'm not looking for this. I'm not looking to be, I'm not looking for all that. Okay, I'm not looking to be some sort of whatever. I'm just a guy who knows some stuff. I'm keeping it, and I'm sticking to it. All right, let's look at certified orgasmically organic, shall we? It's orgasmically organic. Ooh!
That's how orgasmic it is. That's how it orgasmic. Makes you do that every time you say
every
it, Tony.
Every time you eat it, say, yeah. So some of you are saying, what's this guy talking about? He's crazy. Oh, look, he's having an orgasm on live to YouTube.
I hope that's not what your orgasms look like.
No. I'm making a point. I'm trying to make a point anyway. And I'm trying to be a little entertaining here because some of you get so caught up in being so... and everything, Anyway, certified organic. What does that mean? Really, what does certified organic mean? It means carbon-based, essentially. That's what it initially meant. But because the health food industry had to sell you the bullshit on organic, because that's what it is, pure bullshit. They added their own definition to it, pertaining to a class of chemical compounds that formerly comprised only those existing or derived from plants or animals. It's impossible to get an organic product from an animal because animals are not carbon-based, but they included that. So again, this is where the definition gets a little bit gray, and this is why a lot of you get all confused. Okay, characteristics pertaining to or derived from living organisms, organic remains found in rocks. Pertaining to the organs of an animal, plant, or fungus. Pertaining to affecting living tissue, organic pathology, even your psychology caused by neurochemical, neuroendocrinologic, structural, or other physical impairment of change, organic disorder. That's, again, some of the things, chemicals that they can call organic. Now, substance as a fertilizer, pesticide, or animal or vegetable of origin. So they can use a pesticide of some plant and call it organic. So again, so those of you who believe you're eating organic foods, this is what's being sprayed on them. All right. Now, it basically also, when you're looking at this definition, it's not about the food itself being clean. It's about a methodology of farming, because that's what this is defining, how things are being farmed. Okay, so based on that, that's how they come up with the term organic, but it's not what it meant, not what it meant 30 years ago anyway. Organic was basically a carbon-based food that was, again, clean as possible. Okay, as clean as possible, but that's not the case today. Now, Codex Alimentarius is our buddy, is our friend to humanity. Okay, federal FDA, the EF, European Food and Safety Authority, Health Protection Branches of Canada, Ministries of Health throughout the world, who are affiliated with Codex, follow the guidelines of Codex Alimentarius. This is why the FDA can raid a farmer milking a cow and drinking the milk and saying, you bastard, you are violating Codex Alimentarius because your food is healthy. Now let me read what Codex is doing to your food supply. Every country, every nation that's affiliated under the Codex Alimentarius guidelines is doing these principles, whether they're telling the public or not.
In Canada and U.S.?
Are big fans of Codex Alimentarius. Okay. We are right there at the top of the line. We have to be first.
We want
to
be good.
We have to be first. We are such idiots in this country and in the United States. We have to be first. We are going to be number uno. Okay?
Is there a list somewhere of all the countries that follow this?
Oh, yeah, there probably is. And countries that are under the Codex will know who they are. So yeah. Anybody, as we're talking about this, you know, this is why Ukraine doesn't want to become part of the European Union. Why would they want to be part of this shit? You know, it's seriously. All right. This is Codex. I'm reading from the Codex guideline here, okay, just so you know. I can't even make this up. I mean, this is far beyond my creative ability here. All right. The concept of certified organic goes deeper, though a display of government avarice, it's a weapon of hostile takeover of the food supply. Number one, to go over your food supply. Here are the highlights of Codex Codex Alimentarius, okay? All nutrients. This is Codex now. I'm not making this up. All nutrients, vitamins, and minerals are to be considered toxins, poisons, and are to be removed from all food because Codex prohibits the use of nutrients to prevent, treat, or cure any condition of disease. That's how you become whole, is by eating food that is loaded with nutritional value. Okay? Now, doesn't that seem like an oxymoron? Codex is on your side. Ooh. Codex. Now, all food, including the orgasmically organic, okay?
There it is again.
There it is again. Yeah. You say the word, ooh. Okay. All food, including organic, is to be irradiated. You know what that means? Loading it radiation. Okay. Removing all toxic nutrients. Iron, copper, zinc, manganese, chromium. Okay, vitamin B, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, choline and acetone, healthy bacteria. Okay. Removing all toxic nutrients from food unless eaten locally and raw. So there you go. Why do I keep telling you support your local farmer? Because with the local farmer, you're going to get food grown in the ground, even if it does have a pesticide in it, that you can wash off. That you can strip off with the sodium thiosulfate, with TSP, with vinegar, lemon juice, even iodine water, peroxide. You can wash it with soap water even. You can strip that off. Okay? As long as the nutritional value of that plant is intact, you can become whole again. Okay? Now, nutrients. Now, this is what Codex is going to allow for nutrients. This is a good one here. You wait till you see this. Nutrients allowed will be limited to a positive list developed by Codex, which will include such beneficial nutrients like fluoride. Ooh, fluoride. We love fluoride, don't we? Eats away at the bone, displaces calcium and magnesium out of the body, takes over, and then you're in pain. Can't think, the thyroid gets wiped out. Ooh, we want fluoride in there just so that we can debilitate and age at an accelerated rate. Yes, that's Codex for you. Okay. Codex, which will include such beneficial like fluoride, okay. All other nutrients will be prohibitively nationally and internationally to all Codex compliant countries. So if you're a Codex compliant country, basically you're screwed. You're screwed. What you think you're eating and what they're allowing you to eat is a totally different ballgame. You have to understand, I've often felt, and this is my opinion at this point, this is just speculation and opinion, that Canada and the United States was an experiment. all the Europeans that had immigrated over here, first and second generation, we were exploited and experimented on first because we were the most advanced countries of the world at the time. We are not now. We're probably way down in the toilet right now. But at one time, we were the most advanced, so they had to see what they could do to us. Let's experiment on these people, see what we can get. You know, you got Mediterraneans over here, you got Baltic people over here, you got Northern European people over here, you got Latin people over here. Let's see what we can do with this generation, how we can screw them up. All right.
One question that I'm sure someone is going to think out there. Sorry to cut you off,
that's
Tony.
Okay, that's okay.
So if nutrition is being stripped from foods because, you know, according to Codex, they're toxins or toxic.
Yeah.
Where do they get the nutritional guidelines that you see on food labeling? And, you know, does that food actually – yeah, does it have it, you know? Like, so
– your guess is as good as mine.
Okay.
Okay, you're – I don't think so. I mean, with the people coming to see me, with the conditions – I had a 26-year-old woman yesterday come to see me. She's from Russia. She's a Russian woman. Again, a generation of people being exploited in the United States and Canada, and we're in Canada. 26 years old, has diabetes. That is virtually impossible. You shouldn't be getting diabetes at 26 years old or 13 years old. That should be a disease of 1990 or 100, because by that time you've worn out these things. This is accelerated aging. When you're breaking down this fast, this young, this is a form of accelerated aging. And why is that happening? Because you're not getting what you're supposed to be getting. You haven't eaten a safe grain in 20 years. Easy. And all you people out there harping about gluten-free is just bullshit. Straight out. Bullshit. It's still genetically engineered grain. You're still dealing with the genetics of the grain. So we've taken the gluten out. Gluten never hurt anybody. They were eating gluten 90, 100 years ago, and they never suffered from gluten allergies. Because you could break that protein down. It wasn't until you started stripping it down, stripping the wheat down, chlorinating it or bleaching it, or until you started hybriding it with other grains like soy and rice. You put it together to put these proteins. You couldn't break it down. Now, today, we've got a genetically engineered grain, and you're thinking, oh, it's gluten. I'm allergic to it. No, you're allergic to the genetics. But you, again, you've been bamboozled with the gurus of today who are still teaching you things that dated back in the 70s and the 60s, which may have been true then, but not today. So when I tell you, do not eat any grain, rice, pasta, barley, oat, wheat, whatever, you can go on my webpage, look at the script of the show for December 2012. There's a link there called Mycotoxins, okay? You will see there's not a grain anywhere left that is fit for human consumption. And then someone says to me, well, how about quinoa and amaranth? Leave that crap alone. You think if they haven't genetically engineered these grains, they haven't genetically engineered that? And with a lot of you, because you got so much genetic engineered material in this region here, any grain or grain-like substance that you eat will exasperate that. So leave it alone. L-I-A. Leave it alone. Okay? Now, let's go down with Codex here. Because Codex is your buddy. All nutrients. Example, CQ10, vitamin A, B, C, D, zinc, magnesium, that have any positive health impact on the body will be deemed illegal under Codex. Ooh, it's illegal. And are to be reduced to amounts negligible to human health. In other words, giving you such small amounts that it doesn't do anything. This is what I've been seeing going on in the health industry, this whole food bullshit that they're selling you, because that's what it is. Look at the nutritional value of these vitamins. They're way down in the toilet. Something you would give maybe a first grader or a kindergartner or somebody in their 80s, 90s, where they don't need as much. They do nothing for you. You would have to eat tons of this stuff in order to get any positive value out of it. And they'll come up with some baloney saying, wow, this is from a whole food source. It's natural. Arsenic is natural. Okay, arsenic is natural. Does that mean anything? No. It means nothing. And you get caught up on blood-type diets and all this stuff. It all boils down to your enzyme capacity and the bacterial capacity in the colon, because anybody who's eating any kind of food, whether it be meat-eating or vegetable-eating, will produce a bacteria in the colon to assist in the digestion of the colon. So it doesn't matter what diet you eat, really. As long as you're eating a balanced diet, I'm an omnivore. I believe in the omnivore diet. We're going to talk about that yet. We haven't got to that yet. But I'm an omnivore. I believe you should eat everything. Because if you're eating just one thing or another, you're going to produce an imbalance of bacteria in the colon. It's good to have a whole healthy array of bacteria in the colon to protect you. So you should be, for you vegans, you should be eating eggs and yogurt at least. Okay, vegetarians that eat this makes more sense to me. Veganism to me is pure stupidity at the nth level. You want to be a vegetarian, that makes sense. You don't want to eat red meat, that's fine. If you're eating a little fish, a little chicken, or a little egg, or yogurt, that makes more sense to me. If you only want to eat red meat, I understand that concept, but if you want to abstain from any animal protein, that to me is absurd. You're not getting the saturated fat you need, you're not getting the B12, the B2, you're not getting a lot of the components that you should be getting, and this is why so many of you vegans are introverted and neurotic and overloaded with anxiety, because you're so afraid, because I deal with you vegans, and I know what I'm talking about. So a lot of you are getting caught up because you're not getting what you need. Not getting enough potassium, not getting the right amino acids in the body. Your body's constantly getting into overdrive. And then you're eating stuff that was designed by Codex to strip your nutritional value of the vegetables you're eating, because you're irradiating everything, even your organics. All right. All advice on nutrition, including written, online, or journal articles, and oral advice to a friend, family member, or anyone, will be illegal. Man, do we break the law, Dave? Holy jumping, eh? Holy jumping.
I don't know if we'll make it to the next video, because we're going to be, I'll be in jail. I'm going to be able to post this.
Welcome to the land of freedom. Wow, and democracy. Why is any country would be affiliated with this is beyond me. This is such stupidity. Everybody should ban Codex from their country. But this I can't make this up. This is what's in their mandate, okay? All advice in nutrition, including written, online, or journal articles, or oral advice to a friend, family member, or anyone, will be illegal. All dairy cows are to be treated with Monsanto recombinant bovine growth hormone. Ooh, you think maybe there's a conflict of interest there? Codex, supposed to be the safeguard of the European and North American and anybody who's aligned with them, food safety, and is going to allow a hormone to be pumped into a cow so you can drink that milk. Ooh, support your local farmer. Get your milk bovine, whatever this thing is, this hormone thing free. All animals used for food are to be treated with potent antibiotics and exogenous growth hormones. Ooh, lovely. Antibiotics and exogenous hormones. Support your local farmer. The reintroduction of deadly and carcinogenic organic pesticides. For those of you into that orgasmically organic, okay, organic pesticides, okay, that in 1991, 176 countries, including the United States, have banned worldwide, including 7 of the 12 worst of the Stockholm Convention, on persistent organic pesticides. Example, hexachlorobenzene, toxaphene, and aldrin will be allowed back into the food at elevated levels. This is Codex doing us a favor here. Woo-hoo. Hormones in cows, pesticides on organics. Yes, don't you just love it? Dangerous and toxic levels of aflatoxin in milk produced from moldy storage conditions of animal fed will be allowed. Aflatoxin is the second most potent non-radiation carcinogen compound known to man. Mandatory use of growth hormones and antibiotics on all food, herds, fish, and flocks. Ooh, those genetically modified fish that they're making now, and the genetically modified cows, and those clone cows that they sent over to England without telling anybody. Ooh, you weren't supposed to know that. Anyway, worldwide implementation of unlabeled GMOs into crop, animals, fish, and trees. There is a mandate right now to eliminate all labeling on genetically modified organisms or foods made with GMOs. That is going on right now. So, why am I telling you this? Because I want you to be awake. Do I want you to be afraid? No. There are solutions. There are lots of solutions. Grow a vertical garden in your indoors. Grow a pot garden. Grow a aquaponic, a hydroponic. Start forming neighborhood networks where everybody's planting different things so that the foods you're planting in your neighborhoods are coming from either heirloom seeds or GMO-free seeds. This way, the neighborhood is not going to have cross-pollination. And some of you really constantly think that the organic is safe. A bee does not say, ooh, that's an organic crop, that's a conventional crop, that's a GMO crop. I think I'll stick with the organic. Bees don't do this. Okay. They look at it and the bees will cross-pollinate. So your organics will already have genetically modified materials in them just from cross-pollination from the bees and the flies. Not to mention if you got rabbits and other animals eating the stuff, they will transport these seeds all over the place and they will integrate with each other. They will change the bacterial levels of the ground so that you have a complete change in soil. Okay. What I never understood in my mind, and I still don't get it, how countries can ban Monsanto or Dow or Nestle's seeds and yet feed the corn and stuff to the livestock. That fecal matter has to go somewhere. We'll put it in the organic field. So now we got genetically modified crap breaking down into the soil, changing the bacterial content of the soil. I do not understand how this makes any sense. You're still going to be eating genetically engineered crop just from the transfer from animal fecal matter into the soil. Okay, so if you think I'm crazy, then you might want to, you know, take a walk on the wild side and do some research. Now, the second thing we're going to talk about is the second wave of attack. Did you know, for those of you who don't believe in chemtrails, did you know that chemtrails was part of the space weaponized program? Here is the 107th Congress, first session, H.R. 2977. This was done in 2001. Okay, this was a bill presented to keep outer space safe. I'm not going to go with all the details. I'm going to get into the highlights, okay? Non-space-based weapons activities. I'm just going to start there. Nothing in the Act may be construed as prohibiting the use of funds for. Now, this is a key catchphrase here. Prohibiting the use of funds for space exploration, space research and development, testing, manufacturing, production that is not related to space-based weapons or systems, or civil, commercial, or defense activities, including communications, navigation, surveillance, reconnaissance, early warning, or remote sensing that are not related to space-based weaponry. Spyware. Ooh. We can fund money for this. So we can take the money for the space and develop it for the planet. Spyware. Now, the term space means all space extending upward from an altitude greater than 60 kilometers or 43 miles above the surface of the Earth and any celestial body in such space. Now, terms weapon and weapon systems means a device capable of any of the following: damaging or destroying an object, whether in or outer space, in atmosphere or on Earth. Pay attention to that. Damaging or destroying an object, whether in outer space, in the atmosphere, or on the Earth. Pay attention. Okay. Firing one or more projectiles to collide with an object, detonating one or more explosive device in close proximity, directing source of energy, including molecular or atomic energy, subatomic particle beams, electromagnetic radiation. Wow. That could be cell phones. That could be your Wi-Fi. That could even be HARP. Ooh, HARP. Plasma or extremely low frequency or ultra low frequency energy radiation against that object. Object. What could that object be? Human, maybe? It's a concept. Okay, any other unacknowledged or yet developed means. Now, inflicting earth or injury on damaging or destroying a person or in biological life, bodily health, mental health, or physical and economic well-being of a person through the use of any means described in clause 1, subparagraph B, through the use of land-based, sea-based, or space-based systems using radiation, electromagnetic, psychotronic, sonic, laser, or other energies directed at an individual person, targeted populations, or the purpose of information war, mood management, or mind control of such persons or population, or by expelling chemical or biological agents in the vicinity of a person. Now, isn't that interesting, that last part? That whole thing is what we're going through. You're being exposed with microwave radiation, electromagnetic radiation, okay, through HARP, through frequencies from all over, through your smart meters. Smart meters part of this space weaponry. Now, such terms, this is to show you that chemtrails are part of the space weaponized program, they define it here. Such terms include exotic weapon systems such as electronic, psychotronic, or information weapons. Chemtrails was number two. Chemtrails. So for those of you who say, oh, those are just lines in the sky. Pretty lines. Oh, look. And the tic-tac-toe over there. Ooh. This is what happens when you eat the orgasmic organic food to get all, ooh, the lines. Okay. High altitude, ultra low frequency weapon system. Wow. High altitude. Plasma, electromagnetic, sonic or ultrasonic weapons, laser weapons, strategic theater, tactical or extraterrestrial weapons, and chemical, biological, environmental, climate, or tectonic weapons. Chemical, biologic, environmental, climate, or tectonic weapons. Do you not see what's going on? We had somebody burn some snow that didn't melt, and then some disinformant saying, oh, that couldn't happen, that's not real, that's all vaporized. I've been on the planet for 50-some-odd years. You know, like I said, I came around when the dinosaurs were, just after the dinosaurs. And when I was a kid, we could take snow, light a match to it, and it melted. You could see drops of water on the ground. Okay? You didn't see black crap forming in the snow. And someone says, that's from the lighter and all this. And these people, man, they need a boot in their ass so hard it's unbelievable. Yeah, with the BS that they're pumping out there. The lies and the disinformation. And then you wonder why you're so confused, because a lot of don't have enough potassium in the brain to be able to even figure out what's going on, or even enough protein to keep the brain functioning. But you light it up, and then it turns into a goo and smells like a polymerized plastic. That's not snow. That's part of this chemical weaponized system that they're dumping on us. Aluminum and barium. You know, people don't realize that when they're chemtrailing and they're putting these components in the air, what goes up must come down. Whether it comes down in rain, whether it comes down in, if it is even rain anymore, it's not chemical soup. Because I remember back in the, I think it was in the 80s, yeah, under Reagan and Mulroney's administration, we were worried about acid rain. Remember acid rain? But nobody believed that either. You know, we're dropping all kinds of sulfur on the ground here. Mm-hmm. And now the idiot that was advocating chemtrails, it was on the Colbert show, even Colbert made a comment that this was this idiot's idea. They wanted to add more sulfur in the atmosphere. Now, seriously, you got to wake up on this. You are being hit on several different... You're being sprayed like bugs. You're being fed like cockroaches, literally. You're a pest on the planet, according to these people. Okay? And you got to be aware of what to do here. This stuff, again, I can't make it up. If your food supply has been compromised or being compromised, you are never going to heal. And until you start getting things back in your system, even the vitamins you're buying today, and I sell vitamins, I know what's in these things. Okay, I try to get them as clean as possible. But a lot of the vitamins that you're buying today, especially the newer lines that are coming out, they're useless. Absolutely useless. They've got polymers in them. They've got red coloring agents in them. They've got soy in them. They've got aluminum in them. They've got metals in them. And they're garbage. Seriously, if you want to buy vitamins from now on, buy them in bulk and learn to put them together yourself. At least then you get a pure product that you can control what goes into that capsule. Okay, that would be the best thing. If you're going to shop for groceries, make friends with farmers. Make friends with the Amish. Make friends with the Hutterites. Make friends with the Mennonites. You know, grow your own stuff.
And for our newer viewers, we already have one that shows a video that shows you how to make your own vitamins as well.
Yeah, we've got a couple. Yeah. We did the chelator one, and we did the nootropic one. And then we showed you another one with just using dehydrated plants. So learn to make stuff, become autonomous, and exchange information with each other. This is why we did the flash drive, so you have that information available. All right. So I always like leaving you with a positive note. This is the shit that's hitting the fan. Okay, we don't have to wait for a government to collapse in the United States and Canada. This is the shit hitting the fan now. Okay, the SHTF, is that what they call it? SHTF. So,
I don't know. Yeah,
that's what they call shit hitting the fan. Okay, that's what I see on the thing. SHTF. SHTF. All right. Orgasmic organic.
Pretty soon we're going to get rid of words altogether. They're going to be all just little acronyms. Yeah. We're going to speak in acronyms.
SHTF.
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean? All right. See, I'm still with it. You know, I came from the dinosaurs, so I'm still with it. All right. What are we going to do about the food? Again, learn to grow a vertical garden. Get your seeds as clean as possible. There has been research that if you did buy a GMO seed, that by the third generation crop, it would go back to normal, as long as you didn't feed it the Roundup. So you can get around some of this stuff. A lot of you are poor. So my suggestion to you is when you're eating an apple, or when you're eating a peach, a plum, a pear, save the seeds. If you're eating cantaloupe, if you're eating honeydew, save the seeds. Plant them. Okay, see what it'll take. If you're getting potatoes, plant them. Getting garlic, plant them. Onion, plant them. If you're in a grocery store and you see an onion or a garlic sprouting, buy it and plant it. It's still alive. It got past the irradiation thing there. So plant them. Start developing your own apothecary. Things of the peppermint family you should be growing. Rosemary, sage, thyme, savory, oregano, peppermint, parsley. You should be growing these things. These things are highly, highly medicinal. They're anti-aging. They're antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial. Okay. Things like that you should be growing. You should be growing garlic. You should be growing onion. You should be growing leeks, chives. These are the sulfur. You should be loading your soil with mineral content and bacteria from yogurt and other things. Okay. To get the healthy yield that you need. If your plants have what they need and you're putting vitamins in the soil, you will not need to buy a vitamin. The food you're eating will have the compact nutrition in balanced ways. All you beings eating these vegetables, you think you're getting something, you're getting nothing but fiber and water. And if you're eating a lot of beans, you're getting a lot of phytate, which is further pulling out more nutrients out of your system. Do I advocate veganism at all? Yes, there are conditions where I would advocate veganism. And because it has such a stripping element to it, just because that's all this diet does, for somebody who's sick or not healthy, who needs to have a clean diet or a cleansing effect, something that's going to purge stuff out, I would use it for a short period of time. But for to living on a vegan lifestyle, you have to be crazy. You have to be crazy. Not in today's times, not with what we're being exposed to. Your body has very little effect. You should be using saturated fats, again, to keep the myelin sheath and the cellular integrity alive and whole. These omega-3s are not doing anything for you except oxidizing you on a cellular level at a more rapid rate. The things we're doing today and what's going on today is causing an accelerated aging, accelerated breakdown, okay? Those of you who are out there trying to make a difference in helping people, you have to look at things in terms of genetics today because it's a genetic breakdown that's being done in the DNA breakdown. This is why. So what do we do about that? We're going to take foods that are anti-mutating. Rosemary, sage, thyme, ginger, turmeric. They have anti-mutating properties that can stop the mutation process. You're going to eat saturated fats, coconut oil, palm oil, butter, ghee, butter, animal fat, animal skins. That's what you should be eating. Animal skins also have gelatin in them, which turns to collagen, which again fortifies your system. Any kind of anti-radiation process like iodine, sulfur, okay, should be incorporated in your diet heavily to pull radiation out of the body. Taking baths in borax, baking soda, Epsom salts will actually help in extraditing radiation out of the body and pulling toxic materials out. So we have solutions. You've got to be willing to do them. All right. This information can be found anywhere. All you need to do is look up Space Preservation Act of 2001 to get what I'm talking about. And go look up the Codex Alimentarius articles on this. And you'll find that your health protection branches in Canada, United States, the FDA, the HPV here, are doing a fine job at exterminating you. Any foods that you get, you buy, you make, okay, barter if you have to. Barter, bartering's not a bad thing. Support the local farmer. Support your neighborhood grow ops. Seriously, I would even try to grow marijuana and then make oil out of it so you have an anti-cancer remedy. With all this stuff coming down, God knows you're going to need it. And for those of you who have brain dysfunctions, take the marijuana leaf, extract it in teas or juices and consume it. Or consume stuff. These things are healing. Tobacco is healing. Okay, tobacco will protect your brain from you becoming having Alzheimer's, but make sure it's a ceremonial tobacco or tobacco free of pesticides, because it's the pesticides that you're addicted to. Nicotine will addict you. Really? B3 is going to addict you? Well, B3 is going to addict me. It's going to B3 has some strong anti-aging properties as well. for the brain and for the body. So again, I don't see a problem with it. Now, use your head. Get a little, and if I scared you a little bit, good. If I got you a little uncomfortable, good. It'll start getting you on a hunt and a search and get you out of this lunacy thinking that what you're eating is safe. It doesn't matter what spectrum you're eating, whether you're eating meat or vegetables, the whole spectrum is being polluted. They're radiating everything. They're either pumping hormones on one thing or they're stripping down the vegetables in another way. You're not going to get a safe element either way. Unless you're growing it yourself or getting it from a farmer, that's the way it is. All right. I think I scared the blazes out of you enough. So hopefully I made you a little uncomfortable. And I know I'm going to hear all kinds of flack on the YouTube. You shouldn't. You know, and I said, yes, I should. And the last I checked, it's a country. Well, I don't know about freedom of speech, but I'm good doing it anyway. According to this, I'm breaking every law in the world anyhow. According to this. All right. To your next segment. To your health. See ya.